This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, here we are. It's a quickie. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz for an hour. Well, an hour wouldn't be a quickie, really.
It certainly wouldn't. Yeah, that's a marathon.
Yeah, that'd be a very long time. Ike, how you feeling, brother? An hour? Holy moly.
Man,
I'd go to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, man. I'm feeling, I'm feeling great, Spike. I am feeling great personally.
Yes, yeah.
That loss sucked.
Yeah, that loss sucked. Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good. It's hump day, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is a Wednesday.
We're sandwiched in between a doubleheader.
Yep.
And so we're getting the outgoing crowd and the ingoing crowd for the next game.
Yep.
I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to this game. Christopher Sanchez, he has become, for me, one of the must-see guys.
Chris Sanchez is a must-see?
I'm getting in there. Yeah, okay. Lefty.
Oh, it's about time. I feel like you gave me a lot of crap for being pro Sanchez.
I did. It took me a while to get there.
Nice.
It took me a while. It took me maybe a bet to finally just go in and lock all the way.
Oh, here we go. What'd you get a Cy Young odds at?
Yeah. It's plus 2,200.
Not bad.
I'm all the way in. Holla at your boy, Fritzy.
Come on, Fritz. Holla at him.
That was a – so for a loss – that's the positives in that game.
Oh, there it is.
First off, they did fight back from 6-0 in the first game of a doubleheader.
It actually felt a little bit like a game from the first couple of months of last year. That's how it felt to me. That like last year they had those games where they would fight back where you didn't expect them to do so when they're on that run. That it sort of felt like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And we'll get into the Abel thing. Like if they have a good starting pitcher, maybe that goes a different way. And here's a sicko positive spin on that game.
Yeah.
Padres had to use their closer, which means he probably can't pitch in game two.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Dude, I needed Schwarber to walk there to get Robert Suarez versus Bryce Harper again.
Bedlam at the bank.
Why? What, so you could melt down after Bryce pops up to end the game with the bases loaded?
So how I currently view the Braves, we all know. Yeah, I'm all about like lower the pressure on Bryce right now.
Yeah,
and let him ease.
I've noticed you and Bryce, you're in a very, very upsetting place with Bryce right now.
Well,
you're very quick. You got a short fuse.
Well, in what way?
Now he's like, hold on, I don't want to mischaracterize here. See, this is actually evidence of it.
What's the evidence?
You are very sensitive about Bryce right now.
Well, yeah.
Very sensitive.
100%. It's a very sensitive time about Bryce right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very sensitive.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were saying? Or were you saying anything? I don't know.
Oh, Seth Johnson was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
We don't want to break down Seth Johnson tape on this show right now.
You've said that before. That's the second time I think you've said something about Seth Johnson. 215-592-9494. If you are on your way out of the game or if you're on your way into the game or if neither, you just want to talk to us, we are here. I do want to talk about Mick Abel because this has been, this is his third straight bad start or fourth straight bad start.
Yeah.
He had the
really this, since his first one was good.
He had two.
He had two of them. Okay.
So he had the first one that was dominant. The second
Paul Skeens. That was a Paul Skeens game, right?
Yeah. And then the second one, he went five innings and he wasn't quite as good, but I don't think he allowed a run.
Went bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he had the four home run game and then the three home run game.
Yeah.
And then I don't think there was another start between those games and this
game. Yeah, because he missed the start.
Well, so he went. It went the Cubs game where he got the three home runs. He had the five innings in Miami that were just okay.
Oh,
but he
right.
kind of grinded his way through it.
Yeah.
And then he got, I think that's, and then he got blasted by the Mets.
Yeah.
And then he had the week and a half off, right?
No, I think the blasted against, I think.
The Mets was his last start.
Okay. All right. Yeah. He got blasted by them. Yeah. So I guess what are you seeing from Mick Abel that has gone now? We have to throw. You almost have to throw the first. I'm taking the success out of it because we have seen pitchers come up are successful for a start or two. Like Tyler Phillips last year.
I know.
So is there anything you are seeing in now? He was wild today. Couldn't throw strikes today.
Yeah.
But like otherwise, he just seems like he has lost whatever rhythm or way he has.
Well, I think he's definitely dealing with a bit of a confidence step back right now. You know, the minor leagues, like his whole thing this year is being a silent assassin, and I think right now his confidence is shaken. But a couple things I see. One, he's not going to be able to consistently get lefties out right now. I think when he gets lefties out, it's by mistake because I don't think he has a good enough changeup yet. Like, if you're a lefty, you keep throwing the curveball over and over again. You expect them to catch up to one and launch it. Fastball is a good pitch. Like, I think overall his fastball is a good pitch. But the reason why it's getting blasted right now is because the other pitches aren't good enough.
Okay.
So, like, the changeup isn't good enough yet to trick hitters. So I think if you're going up there as a hitter facing Mick Abel right now, all you're saying is, like, I'm gonna spit on the other pitches. I'm gonna not swing at a curveball, not swing at a slider.
And
not
just
swing
wait
at,
for a fastball.
And just wait for a fastball.
And his fastball is 95, 96,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you can get up to 97.
Okay.
I think if he had the other pitches, it's a really good pitch. But at the major league level, you know, there's a book out on him right now.
Yeah.
The first two starts, it was like, okay, this is something. But as always, the league is adjusted to him. And he has to adjust back.
So then not from a Phillies perspective, from a Mick Abel perspective, because I know it's not like the Phillies have another starter sitting there waiting to pitch, right? Until Nola comes back in the middle of August. So, but like I start to wonder for Mick Abel's well-being, is it better to send him down, let him, you know, let him cook for a little while in the minor leagues, work on the things he needs to work on, because that he's not going to get another pitch in the middle of a Major League Baseball season with 4 days off in between starts.
No, I mean, and
especially when he's getting blasted every other game.
Yeah. And his confidence is clearly shaken. I mean, this is where eventually the Painter conversation starts happening. And Painter's probably not going to pitch until after the All-Star break again. But they've been lined up on their start days. So, like, when Mick Abel pitches in the major leagues, Painter's been pitching in the minor leagues. So it would be a pretty easy swap if they did want to go that way. But also, do you want to bring Painter up just as an emergency spot, or do you want to make sure he's ready?
I want to make sure he's ready. Like, for me, when Andrew Painter comes up, I want Andrew Painter to be up.
Yeah.
I don't want Andrew Painter to be up for one start while we're trying to, you know, while we're trying to patch together the rotation until Nola comes back. And it just looks like, you know, and I'm not watching Andrew Painter. I'm just looking at the stats.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks like he's not there yet.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather let Mick Abel get cooked again three more times than bring up Painter before he's ready. Personally, that's where I am.
Yeah, you certainly don't need Painter coming up here and going through what Mick Abel's going through right now.
Sure, yeah.
So, and I got to be honest with you, without any sort of indicators there, I haven't given up on Painter. He comes up here and you use him in the bullpen somewhere.
Well, that's Gillio started selling me on that. Well,
yeah.
If Nola is back, I think it's a conversation. Or if Abel is pitching well, it's a conversation. Otherwise, you still need a starter, and it's fine. But I like the bullpen thing better than I like the six starter. Yeah.
And I'm thinking really a lot, Fritzy, about postseason play. Because here's the thing. You're really only going to use three, right? You're going Wheeler, some combination of Lizardo.
Maybe a fourth, but
Suarez and Sanchez. Like, those are your top four pitchers
In the NLDS, there's a scheduling thing, so they have an extra day off in there. And you're only probably going to need three starters.
See?
Yeah.
So
that's
where you could put Lizardo in the pen.
Yeah.
You know, if Suarez and Chris Sanchez continue to pitch the way they are.
So we don't do... Boy, I was about to ask, do we or would we feel disappointed if you don't get Painter up here this year?
Well, if
like, I feel like we've been waiting on him since spring training.
I feel you. Yeah. I have one purpose for this year: win a World Series. So, like, if they don't feel like Andrew Painter is ready to be in a pennant race, you know, contributing to a team that is going to win a World Series, then what's the point?
It would be disappointing, though.
I know. I've been looking forward to it all.
Well, like, I agree with you. Like the goal, if he's not good enough, he's not good enough. Right. I'm saying it would be disappointing from his
evolution.
Because he's been viewed as one of the best pitching prospects in baseball.
Yep.
Yeah, we've been hearing about it.
And speaking of pitching, we'll get your calls, 215-592-9494 in a second. Speaking of pitching, Jack pitches against Joe DiCamera next Wednesday.
We're jumping right into this.
Well, sorry. It's just like I heard on Joe and the Drifters this morning that that they had more to say and that Joe wants it to count if it's an error, if he gets on base against you, and the way the rules are going to go. Well, here is my issue, is that because everyone around the station knows that, A, Joe is frail, is physically incapable of doing these, like, close together, like, this has all been done. The way that these have been designed are to keep Joe in the competition.
Just like Beat the Hammer.
Yes. Well, exactly like Beat the Hammer. The one compliment I'll give Seltzer is that he somehow is able to come up with a new Beat the Hammer every single week of a topic that Joe actually knows. So that's the first thing. But the golf, the reason we did match play is to keep Joe DiCamera it gives him a better chance. Yep. The reason that we're doing this pitching thing where Joe can just stand there for 15 minutes and win this, and Jack cannot. Jack has to pitch every time, is that this has to be fair and that the training wheels are off. So this whole, it's going to count when I'm going to get on base. No, it's going to count because if I get on base from an error, that's not going. Joe's going to have to run to first base. If Jack's going to have to pitch like a regular pitcher, Joe's going to have to do everything that a regular hitter does. And if Chuckles and what's her name and Richie, if Chuckles, what's her name, and Richie want to spend all morning continually to drift off of this radio show, you have another thing coming. You have never in your life gone up against something like me. That's all I want to tell you.
Yeah, that's a little different.
It's just like, I'm different. I don't care. I will eviscerate you.
See, I care.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a confrontation guy.
This is coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, I know.
And you got to get chesty.
Well, I know. Well, all that's right. What I feel like I'm being pushed into a corner to get chesty.
Get chesty.
I might have to start thinking it's like the top five. Or like you said yesterday, Fritz at six.
Fritz at six.
Yeah.
Fritz at six. Be confident.
I am confident.
So they were talking a little bit this morning.
Well, that's all they do now.
They got one thing, I know.
And now the camera's tweeting out a photo of him at Plymouth White Marsh today, like looking at the field.
Oh, wow.
Like, what is that going to do?
I didn't see that.
I want to bean him so bad. It's not even funny. I just want to throw at his head.
You just go in there and dominate.
Don't throw at his head.
We'll go in there and dominate.
A rib shot.
Well, you know, and he should be a little worried because you've been wild before and you are throwing very hard.
Yeah.
So
back in the 80s, as some are saying.
I just saw the picture.
Yeah. And he's trying to do this stupid reverse psychology thing where he's like, I understand why he's a heavy favorite. He's a college pitcher, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Like, we get it. All right. You won one event.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So
God, this is awesome.
God, they're such losers. Yeah. Like, they're just such losers.
Joe
like,
and the Drifters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. You've attached your name to Jack Fritz. Congratulations. You've attached your name to somebody that's more popular than all you put together. Congratulations. And now people are talking about the show. Standing ovation. Standing ovation.
Boy, they stirred up a hornet's nest.
Standing ovation.
They don't know it.
No. Nope.
They know it now.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Joe in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
What's up,
Joe? I enjoy you guys going back and forth about this competition. Yesterday, you were trying to hype Jack up there or Spike, and
that's my guy right there.
Yeah, you know,
I'm listening to him.
Yeah,
today's game. Just three quick points I want to make. In the post game, Thompson was asked about why he didn't pinch hit for Rojas with Marsh in the seventh. Is he in the dugout? Is he awake in there? Because he tells him, he says, well, maybe if there was nobody on, right? He said, nobody on. Maybe if there was somebody on, I would have pinch hit for him. He was fortunate that the wild pitch, that Sosa was on third base, and it was the wild pitch that allowed him to score. And then I must have missed, Rojas struck out, and what did Turner get a hit after that? Because I missed his at bat. I know Schwarber made the last out of the inning. But like I said there, he did have a runner on base there. And if it's not for the wild pitch, and then well, turned out Turner, I think, got a hit, then, you know, he should have pinch hit for him.
Well, who did you want to pinch hit for Rojas at that spot?
Marsh. Marsh has to come up then, because he wound up doing that the bat came around.
Then it was Marsh.
Marsh did bat for him and hit a line drive. It was the last inning.
Yeah.
And then his base running. You know, I said, you can't get thrown out there.
Well, he got lucky.
Because the
crazy thing was there, Joe, he's not even the tying run. Like, Trey Turner's got to get home anyway. So him going for third in that spot was, he got lucky. He just got lucky.
Yeah. Who did that early? Did somebody do that earlier this year? Was it Rojas?
It was Rojas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah.
And he was lucky, too. He actually got through, too. Yeah, it was dumb.
If he knows he can make third base, all right? Turner got the second because of the runner indifference. If he and that's what Thompson said in the post game. He says he knew that he figured that the center fielder, Merrill, was going to throw the ball to second base. This is what Marsh was saying. But when Merrill does come to third, Turner should have been going to second. Well, he should have been on there then. He got there because of the runner indifference. Because a base hit now scores two of those runs. So I could see why Marsh was going to third if he knows he's going to make it. You can't get thrown out at there.
Yeah, but there's no way he knew he was going to make it. He should have been out.
Yeah.
Why should he be out?
He should have been out. He got lucky that his leg was up in the air.
He beat the play.
No, Machado missed the tag.
Well, yeah, because...
No.
He missed the tag.
Joe.
He tagged. You do realize they called him out initially, right?
Yeah. Well, has the umpires blown calls before?
No, yes, they have. But I'm saying...
But he didn't beat it.
Yes, he did not beat
that
throw.
They blew that call. It's about Nick Cable. I didn't want Nick Cable.
No, we all thought he was out, too, looking at it.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah, until we saw that one.
Until
shot,
we saw the replay,
he didn't get the. Yeah, he didn't get the back leg. Nick Abel, when they brought him up, I didn't want him brought up. I thought that was a move of panic. He hadn't pitched. He's only pitched one game in his whole minor league career, and which he went seven innings, and when he missed that turn because of the rain, that was a perfect time to put him in the bullpen. And that's what they should do now. Put him in the bullpen. Let Walker go. If you're going to keep him up here, put him in the bullpen. Let him pitch that. You're my seventh inning guy. Let him come in for there. Put Walker back to start, followed up by Ross if Walker goes out early. And, you know, everybody wants this Painter. Painter, I watch a lot of him. Abel is more developed than what Painter is. And, you know, he's not dominating. Last time out, 4 1/3 innings, they got 5 hits off him. Yeah, he struck out 5. He gave up 2 runs. And he gave up previous...
He's not ready. He's not ready. Yeah, he's just not ready. He's not ready.
No. It wouldn't be probably... He's got at least another 4 to 6 weeks to get some more. Now that they're shutting them down, yeah, he might as well think about him for next year. You know, because they're hitting him. He gave up a home run down there earlier to Joey Meniscus. You remember that guy? He used to play for the Washington Nationals.
Is that his real name?
No, it's Joey Meniscus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Joey Meniscus, right?
Okay.
Yeah. He gave up a home run to him, and they've been hitting him around. And his early starts, just like Abel did today, he came in, he walked 3 guys in one inning. And then he got out of it, got in the third out, not giving up a run. But he's got a long way to go. So, you know, everybody keeps talking about Painter. Let's talk about getting somebody for that bullpen.
All right, Joe, you're a true baseballman. Thank you for calling, buddy. What do you think about his claim that Mick Abel is further along than Painter is?
Well, I think, it's tough to say that because of what happened today. I think right. that...
This is major league pitching.
Yeah, I know. Mickey Abel was, I think, closer to being ready right now than Painter was.
The
problem with Painter is I don't think the fastball's come back since post-Tommy John. Like, the velocity's there, but the movement's not on it. And it's like a very flat pitch right now. So that's getting blasted currently.
So maybe he won't be up after the All-Star break.
Maybe not.
What is that noise?
Makes me nervous. Mr. Untradeable makes me nervous.
Yeah, he'll get there.
How'd you think Bryce looked at the plate today?
Not great. Yeah. But he did almost hit that ball home run.
It was 40 feet. It was it was 40 feet from the foul pole.
Opposite way?
Yeah, okay.
Come on, man. Doesn't look like he's laboring out there, but Bryce Harper not in the lineup for game 2.
Good.
Awesome.
Good. Well, no, I felt like they should only play him one of these 2 games. You just got to be smart with him.
Either he's ready to roll or he's not.
No,
he's
I disagree.
2 games back.
I disagree.
He has to sit out another game.
This
is not good moving forward.
He's got to get his legs under him.
No, I disagree with you. I would have planned to only play him in one of these
3
games.
Weeks.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to play him 2 games in one day.
I know. It's stressful.
Okay.
it's stressful.
Oh, that's right. You had baseball injuries.
Just saying, man.
If it's an overuse thing and it's a thing, like, we don't need him.
Right.
I just don't need
him. What's
he
going to do, put him back on IL for another week?
Well, no. All I'm saying is 2 games in one day. If I want to make sure he's here in October, I'm being smart with him. That's what I'm doing. 215-592-9494. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top 5 of 5 next?
Current rankings of the enemies of the afternoon show.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Current rankings of the enemies
of the afternoon show.
Yeah.
That was almost good. That was good.
Yeah. All right. That's coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A miniature version. We will take you up until game number two today, Phils and Padres.
No Bryce in the lineup.
No Bryce in the lineup. But they're going to win anyway because Chris Sanchez is on the mound, and they have to win.
Well, they don't have to.
Well, they do. Stop.
What do you mean they don't have to?
You're unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable.
They don't have to win.
They do.
Yeah, we do have
they
to
do.
Win.
They yes. do. They do.
Win
they do.
Win this series, man.
They
yes.
do. Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So happy you. Obviously, it's been a lot of talk on the station the last 3 days on maybe the biggest collapse in Philadelphia sports history. And the video should prove that, by the way.
Yeah.
If you watch that video, your takeaways clearly had a bad day.
You know, as I was watching the video, I realized why Joe wanted to do these challenges.
Right.
Is that if he goes out with you in public, somebody might notice that he's there. I'm sure when he walks around on his own,
just silence.
Completely invisible. Right.
Right.
But if he happens to be with Jack, maybe somebody might want a selfie and see that he's there as well.
Wow.
Anyway,
wow.
Continue.
This is going well.
Yeah.
So I have for you the five enemies of the afternoon show currently.
Yeah.
And Jonah Cameron's actually not on the list.
Oh.
Like,
well, he's doing
his thing.
Right.
He's doing his thing.
He's he said the challenge. You accepted the challenge. He's doing what he has to do.
What he has to do. Now, yep. Is he incredibly annoying? Have
yes.
I thought about everything he did on the golf course the other day? The fact that he's upset about one breath that I took is like there's is insulting.
Yeah.
Given his actions on the golf course. Am I already annoyed by the idea of him trying to count his error as getting on base? I am.
Yeah.
But he's not currently an enemy of the afternoon show.
No.
Number five is Anthony in New Jersey. Who I don't care that he didn't get on. He didn't get on yesterday. He held for 4 hours.
Yep.
Total loser.
Yep.
He called the other day. He's apparently the camera's hype man.
Yeah, it sounds like.
Yeah. What a horrible task that is.
Well, who's a big the camera guy?
Mine, that's the question.
That's what I'm just trying to figure out who's like, yeah. You know? Like, I don't know. It's just like.
Who's claiming being a the camera guy?
Yeah, guys, like character flaw. Maybe something's wrong gone in his life. I actually feel bad for Anthony in New Jersey, whoever he is. Maybe he's a fake guy.
Could be a fake guy.
Maybe Joe's paying him. Yep.
That'd be a scandal.
Oh, how about that? That would be a scandal.
That would be a scandal. It would make sense, though.
Yes.
It would make sense,
though. It would add up.
Number four is
I heard Amy in King of Prussia. Is that what we say?
Villanova.
Amy in Villanova's getting checks, too.
I'm sure.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Number four is Joe Giglio.
Oh, yeah.
Very disappointing.
Yeah.
Again, a little too happy.
Yeah.
Given what this show has specifically done for Joe Giglio and and helping advance his career, I would say.
Sure. Yeah.
And
a good friend to him.
Exactly. Yeah. Like,
you know?
Always good to Joe Giglio.
Yeah. 100%.
Always been supportive of Joe G.
Stand up for Joe G.
All the time.
Yeah.
Has there been a show that stood up for Joe G more than this show?
No.
Besides having this on the drop board.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know. Well,
which is a classic drop.
Yeah, he did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It made him more famous.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
He has jumped to ridiculing you so quickly. And I'm so surprised by it. Again, not surprised by Hugh Douglas. Not at all.
Hugh
Douglas is waiting for an opportunity with you. But Giglio, I'm really surprised by.
Yeah.
And by the way,
you guys used to be teammates, man.
Yes.
I know. I wrote him a beautiful note in Ring the Bell book. You know, it's very heartfelt.
Yep.
And this is how I get repaid.
And by the way, while we're doing enemies, I think one of the guys that should go on your, you know, forever a foxhole brother is Elliot. Elliot came in here and went straight to Jack Hype yesterday.
Yeah, although it made me feel like a little bit of a loser. Like, you know.
No, he really irritated me. Yeah.
Like, I appreciate it, but, like, you know.
He drew the rant out of me.
Well, I said, made you mad. Yeah.
Again, very much appreciated, but I'm not, like, some loser sitting in the corner.
Right. Yeah, but
that was his point, though.
Well, I know. Yeah. I know it was his point.
Yeah.
But
I'm all right.
All right.
Jeez. The third enemy of the afternoon show is Aaron in San Diego. This is a new one.
Yeah.
But holy annoying.
Oh, my God. And look, God bless him. He loves the radio station, loves the show.
Yeah.
As soon as the call starts,
you're ready to get rid of him?
I want to quit my job. I want to ask if FAN would take me back. if I have to take another errand from San
Diego. That's pretty
bad. Oh, I'll drive through the Holland Tunnel every day for the rest of my life rather than sit through errands in San Diego.
I know how much he hates traffic up there.
Yeah. He's kind of like Cowboy Jim. Like he's got the same level of annoyance of Cowboy
and
Jim.
And confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we're like, these guys are joining Cowboy Jim, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's apparently an Eagles fan. Although, apparently, both of his kids are Chargers fans.
Yeah, and, you know...
Chargers aren't in San Diego anymore.
But I guess when his kids were growing up, they probably were.
They were. Yeah, because he lives in San Diego.
Because he's not from here.
Yeah. Well, is he from here or is he
not? Well, I know he's from here, but I think he has, I think he's adopted.
He's been out there long enough.
He's adopted too much of the Southern California, calmness.
And not for nothing, and God bless him if he's retired, he seems like he's got so much free time.
Yeah.
He just seems like he's got a lot of free time.
And he sounds young for, 61.
Well, that's my guess.
You've seen the video, though, right?
61's my guess.
I gotta look at it.
Yeah, you see the video. He looks his age.
Yeah.
Hey, but he still looks good, though.
Yeah, he looks healthy. Looks healthy. By the way, I don't know what his age is.
San Diego will do that for you.
I guessed 61.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how old he is.
I thought you were on the Aaron San Diego Wikipedia page.
No.
Okay, there is no Wikipedia page for him?
I'll check later.
All right. Number two is James Seltzer. What a sellout.
He's
so gleeful too. I mean, he said today, I wasn't even a college athlete. I was a high school pitcher, you know? And it's just
I didn't hear that.
I was like, hey, buddy, we're all having fun here, but we have to do a podcast.
Go drink another coffee, James.
But we have to do a podcast together. Yeah. And
well, that's what you got to rip him at.
Well, we don't need this to turn in a certain way with our certain relationship.
Hey, I know you make the podcast more interesting.
I know you got to balance the two.
Yeah,
me and the camera.
Yeah,
do a little bit better balancing would be my my main point.
The only balancing he has to do is the camera's dry cleaning in one hand and legal pads in the other. Come on. We all know. And look, God bless him. It's a good job. They've been very successful together. But we know that James's role in there is just to make Joe happy. So, whatever Joe wants, Joe gets. So if Joe wants easy beat-the-hammer questions that he knows the answer to, James will give them to him.
Wow.
And if Joe wants somebody to hype him up and laugh and be excited that he accidentally won a golf round, James is there. And he does a great job at it. But
he's trying to say he's like his hype man?
Well, butler?
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Okay.
I mean, this is like, what
very
are we
nice.
Doing? If
very
he,
nice.
No, I'm just saying, if he is going to take a shot at that you're not really a college athlete.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
This is who you want your Fox.
Yeah, I know. I know. I really got to win baseball. I really got to win baseball to get this thing back on track.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spike might not make it if you don't win next week.
Meanwhile, when I started this job, you guys were angry at me that it was too nice to all the other hosts.
Boy, yeah, I thought about that yesterday. I was like, boy, this has really turned, man.
Yeah,
Spike was more of an ally to the other shows.
Sure.
Yeah. Now he's, when they poked the bear.
Yeah. Well,
this is
you couldn't just celebrate your win and be happy for Joe.
We got to do 3 days of this.
Yeah, it has to. Oh, Jack quits, and he didn't really pitch in college. Oh. We're the only ones allowed to say that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And on Spike's fasting week, no less.
Yes. I'm doing okay today, though.
Good.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Do you want to talk about Bowman and his arbitration case again?
No. All right. Let's get to 534.
All right, the number one enemy of the afternoon show
was classic yesterday.
Yeah,
it was so circular.
Yeah,
I just wanted to get out of it so bad.
Well, but you wouldn't.
I tried to.
Yeah.
I try to say, all right, we'll discuss.
Nah.
We'll discuss.
Yeah,
and I was right. The number one.
You weren't.
I was.
He doesn't have a contract for next year.
But he's under. The Phillies have control of him.
Control.
They would have to non-tender a contract to him.
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go.
But he's under contract.
He's not under contract. I don't think Phillies you know
control.
What a contract
he's
is.
He's under Phillies control.
He's under Phillies control, but he is not under contract.
But it's he's...
See, you can't just leave it there. Is he under contract next year?
But he's Phillies. The Phillies have his control.
Yes, but he's not under contract.
Sure, the Phillies have his control.
Yeah, but he's not under contract.
But he's not a free agent.
He's not. Well, he could be.
If they non-tender him.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
But he's under club control for another year.
Yes, he is under club control. That's but he is point. Not under contract.
Okay, under club control.
But not under contract.
That's my point.
Okay. Is he under contract?
But is he under club control?
Yes. I've already conceded that. Is he under contract?
No.
Okay, there we go.
But
now we can move on. No, there's no buts.
But there is a but.
No, there's not. See. I conceded. You won't.
Yeah, because
he's not under contract.
But it's
the same as being a restricted free agent. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
No, it is.
So number one on the enemies of the afternoon show is Paul Jolovitz.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finally.
What is going on with Paul Jolovitz?
Biting the hand that feeds.
Yeah. No, thank you. By the way, last week we talked, or 2 weeks ago, we talked about no thank yous after the top 11 week, which was insane.
Yeah.
We get no thank yous from the morning show for that golf match going the way that it did. Or else what would they have talked about this week? I mean, seriously.
Yep.
Well, the interesting thing about the golf match, and I know you've been getting piled on.
Thank you.
A lot.
I now know what it's like to be a star athlete in Philadelphia.
Yeah, exactly. I know you've been getting piled on for collapsing, but that was one hole that we are considering a collapse.
Yes.
There was two.
Joe blew a 3-0 lead with four holes to go.
Right.
That would have been the story.
And he made one 6-foot putt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One 6-foot putt.
That would have been the story.
Joe was collapsing.
He was the one that was collapsing.
And by the way, I don't know what Tucker was doing as a filmographer, but if you had gotten DeCamera's face, which was sweaty and red and nervous for the last, three holes, you would have seen that he was choking too.
Yeah, he was the one that was actually choking it away.
Yeah. He choked like a dog.
Battle of the chokers.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you choked.
And if we go 18 holes, it goes a different way.
What, did you win by four?
What? If it goes 18 holes, I would have won by at least four.
You wouldn't have had any clubs left.
I didn't break a club.
They'd all been thrown into the river by then.
I didn't break a club.
Yeah, you didn't.
I hit it against the golf cart.
You thought about it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was close.
Yeah.
I was 100% close. But the number one enemy is Paul Jolovitz. I don't know. I don't know where this chestiness has come from Jolly.
So the other thing was that I guess Jolly was on the morning show and said that at even odds between Joe and Jack, at even odds, he would bet on Joe because of the mental aspect of this. So I am asking Paul Jolovitz, this is my direct response to you, Paul, or Jolly, or whatever you go by, is I will bet you $500 to the charity of the winner's choice that Jack wins the showdown with Joe. If you would bet Joe even money, I'm asking you to put your money where your mouth is. Stop biting. And by the way, the you coming after the afternoon show, the way that you've come after the afternoon show recently is really, really questionable. All that said, if you think Joe's going to win, $500 to the charity of the winner's choice, you take Joe, I take Jack. That's what I'm offering to Jolly.
When he said tomorrow he can talk to you between 1 and 2.
No, he can't talk between 1 and 2.
He's going to a funeral.
A funeral.
Yes.
God bless, by the way.
Anytime after that.
Whoever lost,
their lives.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the funeral part's not a joke. That's obviously serious. The fact that he tweeted me that is... That part's a little weird. That's the part you got to stop.
Why did I cut my mic off?
All right.
I didn't realize it was on.
Yeah. This hour is, I'm trying to look away. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 18 months to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. It's really disappointing what's happening with Seltzer.
He's picking. I really was laughing at Jolly.
The tweet.
That on the tweet.
On the tweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. He must have thought
that was a tweet. That should have been a text.
Yeah, it definitely should have been a text.
Yeah. Does he have your number?
He absolutely has my number.
I don't know if maybe he's trying to DM you it.
No, he absolutely has.
He has everybody's number.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
I was getting texts.
I received text messages.
Yeah, I have Jolly's number.
Got text messages at 2 in the morning after his Twitter fight that went on for 3 hours.
Oh, right. What did he text you?
Just make sure I cleared up something I said about him on the top 5 in regards to Daryl Morey. Yes.
Jolly is back, man. Jolly's back.
He is on one right now. All right. 215-592-9494. Bill in East Hampton. You're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Bill?
What's up, Bill?
Not much. Just a little frustrated about today. Overall, it was a 12-hit attack. You know, you throw in the Padres two errors. you think you could play more than four, but it just didn't shake out that way. And then, and when you give up nine walks, at some point that's going to blow up in your face.
Oh yeah. Well, when we realized that this is the problem with the doubleheader, by the way, as soon as you realized that Abel didn't have it and he was walking people, you realized that on some level they sort of have to concede the game. Which is why they go to Lazar and Taiwan, right? Because
And push Lazar an extra inning,
which ended up, you know, blowing up in their face as well, because they have another game later, and they don't want to burn Kirkering, they don't want to burn Romano, they don't want to burn Strom. So actually, the fact that the game ended up only with six runs to the Padres,
yeah, seriously, you got to get a bullpen when he gave up one more run.
Bill, it just would have been such a nice game to steal. You know, with as bad as Abel looked in the beginning of the game, it would have been a nice game to steal. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. Especially after that play at third on Marsh. I mean, the Padres were high-fiving and smiling and walking off the field. And I guess that video reviewer up in the booth, he must have a bat phone way to the dugout, because they stopped their refs on the way to their limo to the airport.
Yeah.
And got them back on the field.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call, Bill. Appreciate it, brother.
Take care.
The Twitter question, which were actually now today, it's just the Twitter questionable, which is Jolly's tweet,
right?
Is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Before we get back to the phones, Jack, are you starting, or like the confidence, is it there? Like, are you excited to pitch now?
So I'm getting more mad,
okay.
I guess, which in golf, not a good thing.
Yeah.
In baseball, I think it can be a good thing.
Okay.
Like a little bit extra level of like, all right, I got to really lock in.
And how many pitches? So 10 at-bats, you figure, I don't know how many at-bats or how many pitches is average per at-bat. It's got to be like four?
Yeah, four or five.
Four.
Well, it depends. Again, is he going to swing the bat?
He's not going to swing unless you. That's why I want you to throw strikes. Because
early.
Yes. Because if he goes in, he's going to go in assuming that you're going to throw balls. If he does the baseball anything like he did the golf, it is let Jack screw up. So the last thing he's going to do is go in there thinking to swing. If you go in there throwing strikes, that has to change his entire strategy.
Have we figured out who's going to ump yet?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We got a real ump.
A real ump.
Like he does like high school games and I think some college games.
Yeah.
So we're not putting Herb out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing.
Would have been better for the
Yeah, game. I know it would have been better, but we got. Now that it's serious.
We don't have time to play around.
We got, got time to play around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love Herb. Would have been a great bit, but no longer.
You don't think Herb would call strikes?
Well, he'd have to go to the bathroom for three innings. And
do we know who's officially scoring this?
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know on that.
Because the error thing.
Like Buzz is the sideline reporter.
But that's fine. I'm fine with
maybe he could, maybe he could
reporter.
Do the scoring.
Oh,
we should bring T-Mac. I mean, T-Mac gets very fired up in the booth about how the scoring's going.
Do you think T-Mac is free? I would love to have T-Mac be the official scorer.
It would be funny.
Yeah, is it a game that day? Are they in town?
Well, yeah, because we're off early that day, right?
Yeah, it's a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
oh, okay.
He can't. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know who's doing the scoring. I think we have a real first base ump. So we... But we got buzzed out of there.
I didn't
the first
even know
base.
We were off early that day. Okay, let me check.
Yeah, I changed that. When I heard Buzz was the first base ump, I'm like, nope, get out of here. Need a real guy.
He was an umpire.
Well, yeah, but the problem is I am defending against the weasel. And what DeCamera will do is he will say, if there's a close play at first, that Buzz is closer to us than he is to the morning show. And he will question that guy. He's not going to question the credentials of a real umpire.
Right.
He won't. He is the conflict averse in that way. He's not going to want to dress down a real umpire that's there, I don't think. But he would have no
he
problem
definitely
at all
question Buzz with Buzz. With an out call at first base. Anything close.
100%.
Sure.
And I'll say this. I threw like 50-some pitches yesterday. Shoulder's fine today.
Okay.
Man.
And you're throwing again Saturday morning.
Throwing again Saturday morning.
Do you need me to stand in there as a hitter?
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
Actually, I think they're. I might get Scope to do it.
What is Jill doing?
Yeah. I'm not hitting Jill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scope might be good.
You don't trust yourself to have Jill in the batter's box.
Jill wouldn't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm not putting Walker or Sutton in the box either. All right. Sutton's 6 months today. I don't think he's ready for it.
Well, Scope would be good. He's going to be there. He's excited to be, you know, part of it.
Oh,
his son
yeah,
is catching you, right?
His son is catching me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So maybe Scope.
Yeah.
At least a little bit in the box.
Yeah. I think you seeing a batter in the box would be good for this.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Lou in Swedesboro. You're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys, first of all, I have listened a long time. I don't think I've called into this configuration, the show.
Okay.
Enjoy you guys very much.
Oh, thanks.
I met you during a playoff game. You're a total gentleman. It was an honor to meet you.
He was just talking about that, Lou.
As he should have. So let me start saying I listened to the camera this morning, and he was a gentleman. Didn't take any shots. He was fed a couple of softballs, which he did not take. And, you know, after Fritz collapsed like the 64 Phillies, there certainly was a way, you know, there was a big opening to take that shot. You need to just bring those expectations down a little bit, because I think it is his natural, you know, he's the athlete. He's the guy that, as he said, had the college experience. And I think you guys are smarting too much from the Goff loss. And kind of the embarrassment.
No. My problem is, I can explain. First of all, we just said Joe, in terms of enemies in this, Joe is clear. Joe is.
I think so far. I think he's. I think that list is yet to be revised.
Well,
perhaps.
Yeah.
If he beats Fritz, you're going to have to put him on the list.
We'll think about it. We'll see how he handles
he's
it.
He's certainly going well.
How do you think he's going to handle
it? Well, he's certainly not going to handle that
My issue with Joe is not how Joe has handled this. My issue with Joe is his, like, sort of the weasel way that he tries to win on technicalities. Like, Joe is sort of like, I don't know if you watched wrestling back in the day, but Joe sort of has that wrestling heel thing to him. He is like the manager of the wrestler to when the ref is turned around, you know, hit the wrestler in the knee with a cane or something like that. Like, he will find any technicality to win. Yeah. And I'm just not going to allow that to happen. Now, I do have a problem with Seltzer switching sides, with Rhea's attitude. The only one on the morning show at this point that I am in favor of is John Ritchie. But I agree with you on DeCamara. And I also think DeCamara should know that this isn't over, you know, and I think that's partially why he's handling it this way.
Yeah, he knows he's not out of the clear yet.
No.
Well, I think anybody who's, and I love the morning show, I call in, but anybody who's reasonable has to give Fritz the edge on this sport.
Sure.
Every metric would say that.
Yeah.
Which by the way, puts extra pressure on Fritz.
Correct.
And if he should choke, I think it becomes a really bad day for the show.
Well, I agree.
Are you telling me?
But remember this, Lou, when we're talking about Jack having an advantage, this is not an apples-to-apples competition. So, like, if this were fair, again, Joe has an advantage in this. If this were fair, it would be Jack pitching against Joe pitching and see who can be more successful. That's not what it is. So Joe can win this by just going up there and standing there and walking three times. He can at least get a push. So everyone who's sort of like handicapping this and giving Jack the edge, of course Jack has the edge because he's played much more baseball. But Jack's job is much more difficult in this than Joe's is. From a physical standpoint, from a skill standpoint, all of those things.
Okay, can I talk a little Phillies before we go?
Sure.
You know, the standings are phenomenal, but I'm still nervous every time the pitching staff, you know, makes me nervous. The firepower is not there. Oh, this team is a great team, actually a very good team. And I don't know which one of the shows made the point that we've been a little bit spoiled because we have good teams and we expect always to have great teams and hit the World Series or certainly the division. I don't see this team being a team that can go all the way to the World Series right now because I just see too many holes that come out, too much inconsistency. And I don't know, frankly, what the answer is. I don't know if it's more firepower. I don't know if it's more pitching. I don't know if it's, frankly, the manager who sometimes looks brilliant and sometimes looks like he's not even at the game. But I personally, and I've gone to a bunch of games and I watch as many as I can, don't feel like – I don't have the sense of confidence that I had a couple of years ago with this team that they would find a way to pull it out. Usually I have a sense of like dread, like something's going to go wrong. Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's because I've been a fan since 1964 and I've seen a lot of history, but I just don't feel like they have all the tools or all the pieces of the puzzle to go all the way. I don't know what you guys think.
Well, I think
not as they currently stand.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think anyone feels that way. I think the good thing is not good thing, but like they'll likely be playing teams that are also imperfect. Like right. There's not a team. Dodgers fully healthy. I'll
sure.
give you that.
Yeah.
But they might never be fully healthy.
Right. Right. I mean, they have a lot of older guys who, by the way, their pitching staff has now been injured for two consecutive years. You know, the Mets are not a perfect team. I mean, they really aren't. They have their starters had been great this year, but like you look at the talent level on those starters, you wonder if they can do it. And their lineup is very, very, very top heavy.
Oh, they've lost 14 of 17 now?
Right. So you look
15
at them.
Of 18?
At like we look at the Giants are falling apart. The
Padres are pretty good.
Padres are fine, but yeah. We could beat the Padres in a seven game series.
Their record against teams under over 500 is like 18-25.
The Cubs are good. You know, they're good teams. I would tell you that I think the thing that makes me most nervous about the playoffs is the fact that we have one reliable reliever. We have one.
One more thought, guys.
Yeah.
You should have Herb bus people from the parking lot to the game.
Oh.
And with like and make a could you imagine the audio out of that?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
We'll have Herb. Thank you for the call, Lou. Maybe we have Herb bus people from, because we're broadcasting from McGurk's afterwards.
Yes.
Fort Washington?
Yeah,
remembering the right one? Is
yes,
it McGurk's Fort
right,
Washington?
Are okay. we going to the park first? Or
yeah, park first.
Park first.
And then we have like a 1 hour show to talk about. Yeah. So we're going to talk about this. I'm telling you.
Just preview of next Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday. This is what we're talking about for the hour before the Phillies game. Leading off is going to be like, all right, who do you think the player of the game is? Let's get back to Fritz. Oh, man. I'm not planning for you losing that one.
Oh, no. Well, yeah.
Because that's going to be a tough hour.
Well, at least we're off the following week.
Yes, that's a good.
That's good for you, yes.
Yeah. If it goes the wrong way.
Yeah.
If it goes wrong. Again, he's not going to get four base hits. That's a guarantee.
No.
He's not going to get, if he gets more than one, I'll be surprised. The only way that I lose is if I walk him.
Yes.
Or hit him, oops, by accident, up and in at his chin.
The ninth one. The ninth at bat. or the second. The text line, which we're not doing today because we're only on for an hour, but we do every other day, would be brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Quick thing we talked about yesterday, just for a moment. We talked with Elliot about the potential for a TJ Watt trade. And it was the idea was Nolan Smith and a three for TJ Watt. And we all said, yeah, we would do it. And it was most surprising that Elliot said he would do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what like the general consensus is of listeners, but when I looked, we posted that clip on Instagram. And I would say 98% of the people were like, I'm not trading Nolan Smith. I'm not trading Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
I'm not trading Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's just online, you know,
that's online Eagles love.
Yeah, who's going to prove that they like the Eagles the most?
Yeah,
I would have to imagine that a lot of people, maybe I don't know that it's 85% or anything, but I would have to imagine at least half people would seriously consider making that trade.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
Okay.
I don't see why you wouldn't.
When I was looking at the response, I was like, am I crazy or something? Yeah. Nolan Smith.
Well, I think it's the money.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I think it's the money. It's
the love for Nolan
Smith.
Yeah,
really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because we don't care about money. Like, it's not our money.
Well, I know, but now people think, like, well, because Carter's going to make. Maybe people just don't think it's realistic.
Well, here's the thing. The Eagles wouldn't do it if that would be effective. Like, they're not going to get TJ Watt and not be able to pay Jalen. I will say this, though, and Nolan Smith is going to be up for money shortly himself.
Yes.
You know, this is Nolan's third year.
And do you want to pay Nolan Smith?
Right.
That's the question.
So,
would you rather pay TJ Watt $30 million a year or Nolan Smith $17 million or whatever you're going to have to pay Nolan Smith?
So it's not as if you're going to have Nolan for some bargain basement price coming up over here for the next few years. If I'm just looking at the compensation for TJ Watt, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I like Nolan Smith too. Young player. He's not TJ Watt. He's not TJ Watt as a future first ballot Hall of Fame defensive player with still a lot of tread on the tires.
Yeah, I'm also confused by the injury-prone thing.
He had 1 year where he missed like five games, I believe, five or six games.
And that was it?
Yep. Yeah. He's been good to go every other year.
Yeah, very strange. But we are in that offseason, the post-Super Bowl offseason, where all the guys...
Where everybody is untouchable.
Well, the one, I saw one comment was my favorite one. It was like, you have to keep that group together. And I was like, they already broke it up. They already broke it up. Like, Brandon Graham's gone. Josh Sweat's gone. Yeah. I don't know why I can never remember his name, the tackle.
Milton Williams
is gone. Like, we broke up. We broke up.
Unless they were talking about the Georgia group.
Oh,
yeah. The Georgia
maybe that's,
Bulldogs.
Yes.
Yeah, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Whatever.
Let's not just poo-poo the Georgia Bulldogs. They did help this number one defense last year.
Yeah,
they helped.
Pretty good.
Where's Zach Bond go? Wisconsin? I would say, what about Toledo with Quinyon Mitchell?
Yes,
that's a good point.
Yeah, you got an Iowa in there. Some other ones. Where'd Reed go? Reed is a
Middle Tennessee State.
Middle Tennessee State.
Yep.
Come on, the Mississippi State for Darius Slay helped a little bit.
Got slipping. Yeah,
CJ Gardner-Johnson, a Gator.
That's right. He went to Florida. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Milton Williams went to Louisiana Tech.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was good by you.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
Tech.
You're rolling right now.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Again, people think I hate the Eagles. Like, I hate's a strong word. I get annoyed by the. It's not even the player, it's the people.
You slipped up.
It's the fans.
You slipped up.
Again, don't use this against me at the camera. The camera didn't have him on top 11. I had him number 8.
Yep. That's a good point.
Who number 8?
Jalen on top 11.
Jalen.
The camera didn't have on his top 11 list.
So
that's good to throw out there.
Yeah, just remind everybody.
Yes.
By the way, none of this, very little of this is celebrating your camera. It's all just like.
It really is.
It's all on you.
It's really just talking about you. It's not really celebrating Joe D.
Because they watched the video. Finally, the video came out today.
Yeah. And most people are like, how'd you lose to him?
I know.
He doesn't even look like he's ever played golf before.
A lot of Ike in that video, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't watch the video. There's a lot of...
Yeah, a lot of my chatter in the background.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my reactions.
Yeah, like I would smoke a drive and he'd be like, damn!
Yeah, those are all positive remarks.
Yeah,
too.
Dude, yes, yeah. I saw the rescue I hit, and I was like, that ball's kind of touched.
That was nice. You hit that one pretty good, man.
Well, there were a couple of times, because as soon as you would hit the ball, I couldn't see it anymore.
Yeah.
So I would just have to rely on Ike to tell me if it was good or not.
Yeah.
So I would just look at Ike, and I'd be like, where'd that go? He was like, oh, it was straight. He hit it 100 miles. I was like, all right, great.
When he got a hold of it, he hit it pretty far.
In between, there was the times where the ball's not getting a hold of.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not at all.
Tomorrow, we have Harper of the Half, right?
Yeah.
A full show dedicated to Bryce Harper
We celebrate him. Yeah.
We talk about what he's done for this franchise. Yeah, we talk about him.
That's going to be fun.
Some celebrating.
Not on this week.
Oh, my God. No, no, no. Toughen up, Buttercup.
I've toughened up. For all my questions about mental strength,
all right.
It's been a tough week for me, and I'm handling it well.
Phil's Baseball is next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.